Hey, it's Christian Martin. I'm sitting here at my kitchen counter in Denver. I woke up this morning and there was about 8 inches of snow outside, and it wasn't very windy. It was that nice soft snow that just drifts to the ground. It was all fluffy. So I was driving around the streets of Denver. Everything was white. People weren't really out except for in the park. There were some people out with their kids sledding. It was just like a magical day today. But I'm not here to talk about the snow. I'm here to talk about how you can double or triple your prices. So if you're a coach, consultant, or a service provider, like you do Facebook lead gen ads for your clients, I'm going to show you how to charge more money. Here we go.
You're about to be introduced to a group of fly-under-the-radar marketers who you've probably never heard of, living life on their own terms, working from anywhere in the world. While others live to work, we work to live. We reject the status quo, the cubicle, and the morning rush hour. We don't allow a boss to tell us how to live our lives. Instead of waiting until we're old and gray, we're spreading our retirements out over the next 60 years to enjoy the prime years of our lives. We can work from anywhere with a laptop and an internet connection. We do things differently. We work smart instead of hard. We don't trade time for money. We trade results and impact. If you would ask your parents or a college advisor if what we're doing is possible, they'd shake their heads. Yet, we're doing it every day from cafes on the beaches of Bali, mountain chalets in the mountains of Colorado, and jungle apartments in Colombia. And we're making more money than we'd ever make at a full-time job. This podcast is about one question. How do you use the power of marketing to build a life you don't need a vacation from, where you can work from anywhere in the world? If you want the answer, keep listening. If you want it faster, visit christianmartin.org/podcast. Here's Christian.
The reason I'm talking about this subject today, how to charge premium prices for your services, is because I had to have a conversation with a client this week. And this conversation was about renegotiating my fee. And what happened was I had gotten so busy, I didn't really have that much time to service this client. And so I had had the difficult conversation with him, telling him I had to double my rates and do less work for him. So I said, I'm only going to do half as much and I need to charge twice as much money. This is what it's going to take for me to stay. And I asked him if that was okay. And he said, well, I'd rather not pay more, but I'm going to anyways. So how do you go in there and double your prices, cut your work in half, and still have the client be okay with that? Well, the number one thing you need to do is make yourself valuable. So I was hanging out with my friend Matthew in Vietnam this fall, and Matthew has an established online business. It's been around for over 10 years, and he has millions of visitors to his website. So Matthew's a very experienced guy in business. And he has a lot of visitors to make happy. So when he goes out there and he hires a contractor, whether that's an advertiser or graphic designer or website designer, he looks for the very best in the market because he knows he's going to get an ROI from spending more money on products and services. So the number one thing is if you go out there and you're priced at the bottom of the market, people like Matthew, established business owners, are going to think that you're not any good. And they have good reason to. If you don't charge enough for your time, you're not going to have enough time to service the client because you're going to have lots and lots of clients. You're also not going to have the resources to get help or hire a team. So let's say you have a Facebook ads client and you need to hire a graphic designer to create some images, or you want to hire a copywriter to help out with the ad copy. If you're not charging enough money, you're not going to have resources to get that team in place. Again, charging a low amount of money also shows that you don't have any confidence in yourself. So this is going to attract budget-conscious shoppers instead of results-oriented buyers. Now, if you've worked with clients before, you might know that the clients that pay the least amount of money are the most difficult clients to work with. They want you to save their lives. They want you to save their businesses for a small amount of money. Now, people that spend a lot on services, they know your job is just to do exactly what you're good at. Maybe that's bring in leads. And they know as a business owner, they need to take care of everything else. And they're going to expect you to perform what you said you would perform, but they're going to appreciate your unique skill set. And they're not going to ask the world from you. So Matthew taught me to only go after people who charge the most. And at the time I was redesigning a web page and I needed a new designer. And he made me go out there and only hire people that charged above $100 an hour. If they charged less than that, I wasn't even allowed to look at them. So how can you go out there and position yourself as this high-priced person who gets results? Well, step number one is to become the very best in the world at what you do. Now, you might hear this and you say, that sounds really hard, right? And here's the thing. It is really hard to be the best in the world at one thing. So let's say you want to be the best in the world at digital marketing. Is that going to be easy or hard? It's going to be really hard, isn't it? Yeah, but here's the thing. It's not that hard to be the best in the world at the intersection of two things. So what about digital marketing for dog trainers? How much easier is it going to be to become the best in the world at that one thing than just becoming the best at digital marketing? A lot easier. That's pretty attainable. If you pick a very specific niche and then you become the best in the world at digital marketing for that niche, that's completely attainable within 1 to 2 years for any of you listening right now, okay? Now, you're gonna have to work hard and you're gonna have to figure out what your competitors have learned before you, but if you hustle and you're committed to this niche, you can absolutely master a niche in a year or two. Step number two to charge high prices is you want to price anchor your services. So when you're talking to your clients, when you're talking to those dog trainers, you don't want to talk about all the steps that you're going to do for them. You want to talk about the return on investment. So instead of focusing on the cost, show them what it's going to do for their business. There's a popular example of this, which is the way that a travel agent sells a package to the Bahamas. Let's say that you live in North Dakota and you're on the phone with a travel agent and they want to sell you a trip to the Bahamas. Are they going to tell you how much time each leg of the flight is going to take? How much time you have to spend waiting in airports during layovers? Are they going to tell you about the time driving to the airport, waiting in line to get your tickets? No, this is like a Facebook advertiser talking about all the tasks they have to do to get results. The travel agent is going to focus solely on how beautiful and sunny and warm it's going to be in the Bahamas. They're going to talk about that clear water that you can see right through and the white sandy beaches, the end result. So you don't do the same thing in your business. When you're talking to a business owner, talk about the end result. That's what they're really interested in. And then step three on how to charge high prices is what my friend John calls positive indifference. Now, what this is when you're talking to the client, you are unattached to whether or not they decide to go with you. So you act as their advisor on a phone call. You tell them what you think the best solution would be, but you're indifferent to whether or not they want to work with you. Now, the easiest way to have positive indifference is to have so much demand for your services that you can't possibly take on all clients. So this is like me with my client conversation earlier this week. I didn't really want to keep working with this client just because I don't have the time. And so I basically presented an offer and said, take it or leave it. I'm doubling my prices. I'm cutting in half the time I can work. And I was indifferent to the outcome of that. Okay. Even a little part of me wanted him to say, I can't do that. So then I wouldn't have to work with that client anymore. Now, I really like this client, so I'm glad I get to keep working with him. But my time is not as free as it used to be. So if you get so busy that you don't want to take on new clients, you can do what I did and try to price them out of your business. Raise your prices to a point where you think they might walk away and then see what they say. And if they say yes, then it's probably still worth it to keep working with that client. And if they say no, then you're not really going to care because you're too busy anyways. So when the demand for your services exceeds the supply, when you have more clients that want to work with you than you can take on, you're going to start to have positive indifference in your interactions, and you're going to find it to be much, much easier to close those clients. So if you're struggling to close clients, try to do more volume. The more conversations you have, the more you're going to have that positive indifference. So if you want to learn to charge premium prices for your offerings, become the very best in the world at the intersection of two different things. Price anchor your services so you can show your client the ROI, what's in it for them, and cultivate positive indifference by creating more demand for your services than there is supply. Go out there, give this a shot. Let me know what you think of this. Reach out to me at support@christianmartin.org, and I will see you on the next episode.
How do you use the power of marketing to build a life you don't need a vacation from, where you can work from anywhere in the world? If you want the answer, subscribe to the podcast and leave a review now. If you want it faster, visit christianmartin.org/podcast. See you next episode.